This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and dognapping of her two French bulldogs may have been a part of a gang initiation. There may be a connection since a string of similar crimes have taken place in the LA area. Police are also working on clearing the woman who found and returned the pooches so she can get the $500,000 reward. Come on, Gaga. Don't be shallow. Sorry. Ariana Grande and her fiancé Dalton Gomez made a rare public outing. The couple, who got engaged in December, had a dinner date at Fia Restaurant in Santa Monica, California. The singer sported an oversized brown jacket, and the real estate agent wore a purple sweater. The pair wore matching white face masks as they ducked out of the restaurant. Thank you. Check. Cardi B is off Twitter after fans responded negatively to the launch of her doll, which she said was, quote, inspired by me, created by me, designed by me. I worked with Real Women R, and it's a chance for me to provide my daughter and other little girls something that looks like them to play with, unquote. Fans said they would rather have new music. Maybe soon. Beyonce is honoring a fan who passed away following a two-year battle with brain cancer. Like many, the singer was following the story of 13-year-old Lyric Chanel. When the teen tragically passed, Beyonce posted a tribute video to Lyric that mashed up Brown Skin Girl, Halo, and Love on Top. In the lyrics, she changed the word baby to Lyric. So touching. As part of her divorce from Kanye West, Kim Kardashian is likely to stay in the Hidden Hills, California mansion that she and West moved into in 2014 after they were married in a ceremony in Italy. They bought the home for $20 million and it's now worth about $60 million. They have four kids and are pursuing a joint custody agreement. Okay, who didn't see this coming? Billy Eichner is making movie history. The actor and comedian, 42, is set to star in, co-write, and executive produce the Universal Pictures gay rom-com, Bros. The actor who will star opposite Eichner as his love interest has not yet been announced. Eichner said, quote, only took like 100 years. Thanks, Hollywood, unquote. Flaming! Britney Spears' boyfriend Sam Asghari first met Spears in 2016 when he starred in her music video for Slumber Party and admits that he almost didn't take the part because he had already starred in Fifth Harmony's Work From Home music video. He wanted to do TV and film and wanted to get out of music videos. That was the direction he was going in. But, one word, fate. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly also enjoyed a double date night with Avril Lavigne and Maude Sun at Boa Steakhouse in West Hollywood. Fox wore a midriff-bearing top and a long black coat, while Kelly wore an all-black ensemble with his purple-dyed hair arranged into three pigtails. Maude Sun advertised the name of his new album on his mask. Maude Sun. Who? Eddie Murphy will be coming to a stage near you in due time. Murphy planned to return to stand-up in 2020, but the coronavirus changed everything. He said, quote, my plan was to do Dolomite, SNL, Coming to America, and then do stand-up. Then the pandemic hit, unquote. His raw stand-up film took in more than $50 million and is still hilarious. Angelina Jolie sold a Winston Churchill painting that estranged husband Brad Pitt bought her as a gift for $11.5 million. Brad paid $3 million for it from a New Orleans antique dealer. The 1943 Churchill painting, Tower of the Kotubia Mosque, sold to a mystery Belgian bidder. Yep, nothing like a mysterious Belgian. God, I'm craving waffles! The Kardashians are expanding their empire and getting into the greeting card business. Kim, Courtney, Chloe, and Mom Chris filed trademark documents to get the rights to Kardashian cards. In the documents, the women said they plan to hawk greeting cards, calendars, decals, photo albums, and postcards. Is there anything they won't sell? No. Harvey Weinstein's brother, Bob, is nearly $60,000 behind on the rent of his ritzy Manhattan pad. Yep. Landlord SMDK LLC filed suit against Bob, a movie producer and former longtime business partner of Harvey, claiming he owes $59,000 for unpaid rent from November through February. What? Business no good now, bro? Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon French skunk who's chased generations of females, has been targeted by New York Times columnist Charles M. Blow. He claims the Looney Tunes character added to rape culture, saying, quote, "He grabs and kisses a girl repeatedly without consent and against her will. She struggles to get away, but he locks the door," unquote. Okay, where does this end? Priyanka Chopra Jonas is getting into the restaurant business. The White Tiger star is behind Sona, a new restaurant that's set to open in New York at the end of the month. Jonas said, quote, "I'm thrilled to present a new restaurant that I poured my love for Indian food into. Sona is the very embodiment of timeless India and the flavors I grew up with," unquote. Good luck. The Trash Bin. Entourage star Kevin Connolly threw a tantrum after his expensive car was towed from a flower shop. He's now been banned from the premises. Connolly parked his car in the Nikolai Bergman Flowers and Design lot in LA, despite being warned multiple times about not using their lot. After leaving notes on the car, the florist finally called a tow truck, and he lost it. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's company, Square, will pay $297 million for a majority stake in Jay-Z's Tidal. Texas and Mississippi have reopened without masks, but live venues say no thanks. Cannabis stocks have slumped as prospects dim for national legalization. Dr. Seuss books have shot to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. That's what happens when you try to ban something.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Coming to America is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen for the ninth week with Dangerous, the double album.
The number one app.
It's still Crossfire.
The number one book.
How to Avoid a Climate Disaster by Bill Gates is the best-selling nonfiction book. Again.
Silk Sonic is the name of the new band formed by Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. The pair revealed that they've been working on material since 2017 when they toured together on Bruno's 24K Magic Tour. Mars said, quote, "There's a song on the album that we started in 2017, and it was just a little phrase that we had. And when we got into the studio, I actually called .Paak on his birthday, and I said, 'I think I figured out that little hook we had. Come to the studio.' He was like, 'It's my birthday.' So he came drunk," unquote. .Paak said the song required a lot of patience and dedication to create, but we think it was well worth the wait. From their upcoming album, An Evening with Silk Sonic, here's Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Silk Sonic with the song of the week, Leave the Door Open.
So sweet, so sweet, so tight, so tight. I won't bite, unless you like,
unless you like.
If you smoke,
what you smoke?
I got the haze,
purple haze.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got fillets. Ooh, baby, don't keep me
waiting.
There's so much love we could be making. I'm talking kissing, cuddling.
Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Silk Sonic with the song of the week, Leave the Door Open. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.